Hello, my name is Igor,
Alex,
and Balázs.
And for today we have an interview about Circus project in Latvia. So,
have you been for Latvia before?
Yes, I've been to Latvia last year, first in my life. I was a volunteer of European...
It's okay. Just continue.
You can cut it out, right?
No, continue.
Could we be started again?
No. We can, Balázs, continue.
I just destroyed
you
the tape.
You can start from the beginning.
Yeah, we can go with it for quite a long time.
I will cut it. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, I can cut you, but still. Давай.
So I've been to Latvia last year as a European Solidarity Corps volunteer at the Alternative Realitate Association, and we spent like 5 weeks here, and it was really interesting. I could get to know the city, some people as well. I made some really good friends here, so actually it was really good to be here for the second time.
Sounds pretty interesting, but still, what country are you from actually?
I'm from Hungary.
Hungary. City?
Well, the village's name is Hosszúpályi. My hometown, I usually address Debrecen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how long have you been involved in Erasmus Plus project at all?
The first project I participated in, it was like in 2010. It was called Youth in Action back then. And ever since, in multiple projects I've been in.
What other countries you have visited in your whole life? Like, I know about Russia, I know about Latvia.
Yeah, Latvia was the 18th country altogether, so I don't think if I should tell
all of them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, in countries, it's a lot.
Yeah, there was Spain, England, Scotland, Bulgaria, Belgium.
So you're traveling
a few, yeah.
Really, really a lot. Well, but why you decided to participate in this project?
Well, as I mentioned, I really liked my time here last year. So when I got asked if I want to be a teacher here on this project, I the question was obvious to say yes. Because also meeting the people I already know was something I wanted to do, and also getting to know more people by the ones I already know was something that I was like, I definitely sure about, like, those people are going to be cool as well, so, yeah.
Well, so, for instance, you're a trainer, but do you like to go to the circus as a spectator?
Of course. It is a miracle what happens there. I really like to, like, by now I have two modes. How I can sit in an audience. One is the professional mind, who is like thinking about the technical solutions and stuff. And there is the other, who is like a kid who just wants to enjoy the show. And you know, when I go to a show, I just decide which one is on. So if I'm as a kid trying to just enjoy the show, I don't really care even if the technical solutions are not the best or not the highest quality, because I just want to be entertained. But it is really cool because I'm connected to performing not only by circus skills but by other art forms as well. So I think I have quite a complex range of thoughts how to perform and how to use the space of any performance.
Okay, you said a few words about performing, but how do you feel about the using of animals in the circus?
I think this is a complicated question. Personally, me, I didn't like animal numbers even before it became forbidden. But on the other hand, I know about people who were treating their animals really well. For example, in Hungary, working with horses in circus is kind of a tradition, and we have like world-class horse acrobats, and for them, I think it's not not fair, kind of, let's say. And also I know about situations, or I heard about situations where they didn't know what to do with the released animals because they didn't have any space to put them where they can be safe. But in the wild area, they would just die. So I kind of agree with this to bring animals out of circus, but I think it shouldn't be so sudden. It should be more like a step-by-step process.
Yes, I understood you. But how popular is the circus in your country?
I think it's pretty much popular. I mean, we have some world-class artists who, for example, some of them have already been member of Cirque du Soleil even, or they are Guinness recorders sometimes. So, and as I mentioned, we also have like traditionally, like, let's say typically Hungarian or Hungarian, also Hungarian related type of numbers, such as the horse acrobatics. So I think we have a nice tradition and it is making it kind of popular. Yeah, but just as everywhere else, having the educational part for teaching new artists is having the trouble now, but they are working on it. So as far as I know, they are having now a huge project of having a new place, for example, for the artist school in Budapest. So I hope it is going to bring a new light for this part of our circus.
Yep. And from your speech, I understood that you were like a trainer.
Yes.
Of people, and your enjoy in your free time using the skills and spend your free time for the circus skills.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The harsh question in our program for today is: do you prefer sweet popcorn or salad?
Both.
Both. Okay. Okay. And the last for today, why, actually, in your opinion, people should participate in Erasmus Plus project like you today? Maybe not like a trainers, maybe like participants.
It is also something that I could talk a lot about. I think it has always been important for high quality education to have the students traveling during their courses. And
so, and the last question for us today, why, actually, in your opinion, people should participate in Erasmus Plus project like you today?
I think this is a complicated topic. I think one of the main reasons why it is a really good opportunity for many people is, for instance, that it is open for everyone. This is one of the main thing that I think should be emphasized. And also, if you look at the history, for high quality education, it was always important to have students who are studying at least for a while abroad as well. So they learn systems, how they do it in other countries, other places, and then they go home and they can have several ideas about how to organize their society, their country, their economics, everything. And this is something that throughout the centuries became a practice, for example, between universities. And Erasmus Plus is basically doing the same, just on other levels, a bit more freely. Which is a great idea, I think. It helps more, like we are living in this globalizational world, and Erasmus Plus also helps a lot to have youth who are getting to know each other from other countries. And they are not only like writing each other some letters, but they actually can meet in real life. They actually can have real experience together, which makes them really stick together and helping sometimes each other. For example, I have friends in several countries, so sometimes if I, for example, happen to travel somewhere, it easily can happen that I don't even have to pay for accommodation. It is just one small practical part, but also if I need some help for a project or some work, and I know some foreigners who are actually competent in the field, then I can ask their help as well. So, for example, in Hungary, there are people who, I mean, there are fields that you cannot really find easily some professionals on the field, but if you have some friends who are foreigners and they are competent on the field, you can connect them via Erasmus mm-hmm. Plus, and later on they can help you how to learn, for example, about this field.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was really cool. Thank you. So today was Balázs, Jegor, and Alexander. See you soon tomorrow.